Good morning, Carmel, Indiana. My name is Ben Miller, and welcome to Student Radio Time. I got at my side Ryan Rothraff. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Ben. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. We've got a great talent in the studio today. Her name
is Ryan. Anna Fagan. Anna, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
Well, we're pretty good. So what are you going to be playing for us?
I have prepared a couple of covers and an original.
Ooh.
And I'm really excited.
What are you going to be playing on?
I'm playing on a guitar.
Nice. Ben, you play the guitar a little bit.
I do play the guitar, yes.
What's your opinion about the guitar?
The guitar is the best instrument ever. It's kind of hard to play at times. If you were in a solo, for instance, it is difficult. But, you know, scales, you know, did you learn your scales? Did you have lessons and whatnot? Are you self-taught like me?
I'm self-taught.
Oh, yeah. In the house.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So,
what's the first song? Are you going to play your original for us?
Whatever works.
Do you want to play first? It's up to you.
Okay, I'll start with something that I've played this before on WHJE, but I heard from a friend that he wanted me to play it, and this week I saw the artist that wrote the song play it live, so I was like, I got to play it.
Do you want to give your friend a little shout out in the song title for us?
This is Riptide by Vance Joy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him open up for Taylor Swift this week, and it was really cool. And this is for my friend Brennan, who asked me to play this. Okay. I was scared of dentists and the dark, and I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. Oh, all my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dreams. Taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, guys. You're gonna sing the words wrong. There's this movie that I think you'll like. A guy decides to quit his job and heads to New York City. Cowboys running from himself, and she's been living on the highest shelf. And they come unstuck, lady, running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I just wanna know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, a lady running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. A lady running down to the riptide, taken away to dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Nice job. How do you feel after that?
Good.
You kind of look like you're a little out of breath.
Thanks.
Well, obviously, she's hitting high notes like it's second nature. I mean, it's wonderful. How long does it take you to prepare a song like that?
I mean, I've been playing that for a while, but I mean, I can, if I'm really looking for it, I can pick up a song in like.
And I can see you handwrite
minutes.
The lyrics. That's pretty ambitious of you.
When did you start playing the guitar? Like, when did you get into that?
I started playing when I was 9 years old, and I was homesick one day from school, and I found a guitar in my house, and I've just looked up videos on YouTube and learned how to play it.
And then with your voice, do you like go? Do you do any choir here, or you just always had a good voice?
I do choir here. I'm in New Edition, the advanced sophomore group, which is really fun. But yeah, I started doing like singing lessons and learning how to sing properly when I was about 10, I guess.
Now, we were talking earlier. You do have a SoundCloud, right?
I do have a SoundCloud.
Would you like to plug it for all of our wonderful listeners out there?
Yes, it's soundcloud.com/AnnaDoesTheMusic. And yeah, it's pretty.
And I have listened to it, and the sound quality is pretty good. What do you use? Because I said last week to the. Or 2 weeks ago, actually, to the last person we had, I asked her about the audio equipment she uses to record herself. What do you use?
I use a Blue Bird mic by the brand Blue, and I use a Scarlett 2i interface, and I mix everything on GarageBand.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. So we're going to finish that first song right off there. We're going to take a break, but don't go away because she's got more planned. She has an original, too, which I'm excited to hear.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Student Radio Time. My name is Ben Miller. Across from me, the wonderful Ryan Ruthraff, and right next to me is the very finely talented Anna Fagan. Anna, how are you feeling?
I feel pretty well.
So, I have to ask, because I'm a music geek myself, what influences come through your mind when you think about what has powered you and through to making your own music and whatnot?
When I was growing up, I was really into jazz music. I listened
really?
To lots and lots of Ella Fitzgerald and John Coltrane, and those were like my favorites growing up. So then when I took piano all growing up, and I always was just like, can we play jazz? And, you know, ever since then, I just picked up more and more instruments and started writing my own stuff. So it's been fun.
That is fun. Do you want to play another song for us?
Sure.
What would you have in mind? You want to play another cover? Because I do know that you have you have your own.
I'll play my
play
own.
It? You want
to
play it?
It's cheesy, but you have to portray to your audience.
The cheesier, the better.
Okay.
What is this?
It is called The Great Divide.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Take me back to where it started. A little younger, infatuation stood before us, running around, a silent sound. Take me back to when our eyes weren't afraid of commitment, wasting time. You are mine, holding hands and touching hearts, always warmer. I won't forget you, holding me tight those fall nights. We can't look down, remember.
remember what we've said. I can't forget you. I haven't yet learned to let go. I'll find a place that's better than where I was. Remembering may lead to something. Nostalgia changes the memories. Having fights, screaming goodnight. Take me back to when our eyes weren't afraid of commitment. Wasting time, you are mine. But I can't stop holding on to you. I won't forget you, holding me tight those fall nights. We can't look down, remember what we've said. And I can't forget you, I haven't yet learned to let go. I'll find a place that's better than where I was.
Wonderful.
Wow. Nice. So, a couple questions. When did you first write this song?
I am, like, constantly writing. When I'm, like, doing anything, I will think of, like, random lyrics or random melodies, and I'll put them in my phone, and then later on, I'll just go back to it and see if I want to go forward with it. So, this probably took, like, maybe, like, 4 months, but it's just random pieces of what I've been thinking about throughout the days.
Now, like your writing process, because I know, because I've personally tried to experiment with recording my own music, and the writing process is something that really doesn't come easy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I know that there's days, not only that I can explain, but, you know, even professional musicians can explain that writing process and doing all of that is a really tedious process. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with kind of doing that? Because you did mention it did take you like 4 months to write a song, but that is a killer song. I have to say, like, I sat here, I was like, whoa, like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounded like a Lana Del Rey song. I'm sorry. But.
I'm really critical of myself. Like, I won't put out anything that I wasn't proud of. And I just think, like, with writing, you just have to keep going no matter how much you think that it sucks. And you can come back and think, wow, that was terrible. But if you write, like, more and more every day, it comes so easy.
I have a question for you, Ben. Are you this good playing on the guitar and singing?
What?
Ben, you should do student radio time sometime.
I would love, I don't play a lot of acoustic like she does. I mean, I've been playing guitar for 10 years, and this isn't my interview, but anyway, I stick to really hardcore type music, so that's the type of music I've grown up learning how to play. I mean, I have my own little times where I like to experiment with jazz like you do and all that kind of stuff, but I'm mostly just plugging in and playing like as loud as I can, you know. Anyway.
So I think that'll do for the second song, but we'll have time for one more.
One more after this short break. We will be right back here on Student Radio Time with Anna Fagan. Student Radio Time. My name is Ben Miller. Next to me is Ryan Ruthroff. He just corrected me because I screwed up his name the first time. From now on, we're going to call Ryan Riffraff. So Riffraff, how you feeling right now?
I'm doing pretty good.
You excited for this next song?
Yes, I'm loving this. I love Anna Fagan so far. She has a beautiful voice.
Thanks.
All right, so you want to play one more for us?
Uh-huh.
What is this?
This is, I've never played this in front of people. So this is very very important. This is Lack of Color by Death Cab for Cutie.
All right, whenever you're ready.
And when I see you, I really see you upside down.
My brain knows better. It picks you up and turns you around. Turns you around. Turns you around. And if you feel discouraged, like there's a lack of color here, please don't worry, lover. It's really bursting at the seams, absorbing everything, the spectrum's A to Z. Ah. This is fact, not fiction. For the first time in years, and all the girls in every girly magazine can't make me feel any less alone. I'm reaching for the phone to call at 703, and on your machine I'll slur a plea for you to come home. But I know it's too late, and I should have given you a reason to stay, given you a reason to stay, given you a reason to stay, given you a reason to stay. This is fact, not fiction. For the first time in years,
now I have to ask, because I'm sitting here watching you play, and the people at home and the people in their cars right now can't see you playing, obviously, but I know there's a difference between strumming, because strumming and singing guitar, not singing guitar, singing and playing guitar at the same time is a difficult thing to do. And you're over here doing these strange formations with your fingers. And how long does it take you to, is it just something that you kind of train to do over the years?
Yeah, and it changes for every song. I think that everyone has like that go-to like pick pattern whenever they know to like pick something. They just like do that same pattern, same thing with a strumming pattern. But I think for this song, it's very, like, you have to do it a certain way. And I love this song. I've loved it for years. And I've never played it before, and I just learned it. So I'm really glad that you like it.
Why did you wait until now to play for somebody?
I don't know. I've just learned it, like, 2 weeks ago. So
you're like that.
Yeah, you're good like that.
From me, Ben Miller, and from Ryan Riffraff, thank you for tuning in here to Student Radio Time, and we will see you soon.